The 1960s were a turning point for Western societies. The ruinous effect of two world wars, the atom bombs dropped over Japan, and a string of events such as the Vietnam War provoked a huge reaction against the established order by American youth. The situation was no different in European countries. Young people opposed existing orders and became caught up in perverted movements in a flagrant desire to rebel or to attract attention. Degenerate behavior and perverted beliefs were spread by the day. Young people claiming to be opposed to war established a movement that would leave its imprint on the 1960s. This was the beginning of the hippie culture. It seemed that the world was full of young people ready to fill the world with flowers, all for the sake of peace. They believed that the way forward was to be natural and free. In reality, their perverse philosophy was a convenient front for degeneration. These people knew no bounds, often spending the whole day dancing, drinking alcohol, and taking drugs. Far from bringing peace to the world, they went down in history as the adherents of an immoral intellectual movement that mankind could never accept. At this time, many young Westerners and a number of Western intellectuals abandoned centuries-old Christian beliefs after being influenced to this immoral culture. Many set about looking for an alternative lifestyle. Some made the grave error of choosing atheism and established a front against religion and its teachings. This distorted trend was directed by certain and particular circles. For example, the lyrics to the song Imagine by John Lennon, former soloist of the Beatles, regarded as the most popular music group of all times, provides a striking instance of this. Through the words of this song, Lennon sought to impose atheism on vast masses of people. Pop groups had an enormous effect on societal culture in the 1960s. It is well known that powerful lyrics to influential songs shape people's thoughts. A single action, article of clothing, or ideology of a pop group is often the catalyst for shaping the thoughts of certain societies. Heading the list of such groups were the Beatles. When Beatles member George Harrison announced that he had converted to Hinduism, millions of Beatles fans developed an interest in it. For that reason, tunes, clothing, and actions belonging to Far Eastern religions became the subject of deep interest among hippie youth in the 60s and 70s. As well as the entertainment sector, various famous individuals from different sections of Western society adopted Far Eastern culture and supported the spread of this culture among young people. In later years, this culture would combine with various superstitious beliefs, and a new, deviant religion would raise its head. The New Age movement. The hippie culture, popular during the 60s and 70s, and the Far Eastern religions embraced by Western society at that same time, never really lost influence over society. In essence, the culture repackaged itself under a new name, the New Age. This distorted movement fused Far Eastern religions with superstitious beliefs that had no belief in God. The ultimate aim of this movement was to rid society of all revealed religions. The starting point of this movement was Theosophical societies, founded first in America and then in Europe, which aimed to bring Far Eastern culture into the lives of Westerners. Theosophy Society was first established in 1875 in New York by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and Colonel Henry Steele Olcott, strong admirers of Far Eastern religions, especially Hinduism and Buddhism. Blavatsky was a traveler with an interest in hidden teachings, beliefs, that claimed they could make contact with the spirits, magic, mysticism, and the superstitious rituals of Far Eastern religions, for which reason she several times visited such countries as India, Tibet, China, and Japan. Faith in God had no place in Blavatsky's teachings. Instead, man was allegedly raised to divine status. God is beyond that. In her view, people had to bring out the power they possessed by using such methods as communing with the spirits, meditation, and yoga. These perverted beliefs of Blavatsky's formed the basis of the Theosophical Society. The Theosophical Society played a major role in the manifestation of Far Eastern religions in Western culture and in the degeneration of that same culture. The New Age movement was begun by a former member of the Theosophical Society, Alice A. Bailey. Bailey set out the fundamental values of the new movement she had initiated in her two-volume work, Discipleship in the New Age. According to the principles set out in that work, the New Age movement accepted all the superstitious teachings of the Theosophical Society. It contained the beliefs of pagan religions such as Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, and shamanism, as well as various superstitious so-called sciences. Heading the list of these were magic, foretelling the future, spiritualism, prophecy, and mysticism. After Bailey, the New Age teaching swiftly gathered support and became an important component of Western culture. This teaching was a deception, however, which contained claims incompatible with reason, logic, and common sense, encouraged many superstitious practices such as telling the future in magic, and which led people to move away from the truth and dwell in a land of illusion. When one first hears the name of the New Age movement, it may not be immediately apparent just what a twisted belief this movement represents, and that its sole aim is to turn people away from the true religion revealed by God. When the subject is examined in more detail, however, It can be seen that this movement has influenced a large section of Western society and, what is more, uses various secret methods in order to do so. The New Age is a superstitious religion of modern times. The New Age movement consists of the application of religions such as Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism, as well as materialist Western culture. The New Age teachings are based on a number of superstitious beliefs, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Shintoism, shamanism, spiritualism, and magic. They are based on no divine revelation and deny the absolute existence of God. The movement has no written scriptures. It has no central organization. It has no head office or membership. This makes it a perverted movement with no formalized beliefs and practices. In essence, a movement particular to itself. Anyone can add or remove any belief he or she wishes to or from this superstitious religion. Because of all these features, people who wish to portray themselves as opposed to their own society regard the New Age movement as a source of refuge. In recent years, circles with atheistic and materialistic views have greatly accelerated their propaganda in favor of the New Age culture. They make wide use of means of mass communication for this purpose. Their aim is to prevent the increasing impetus of the turn towards the revealed religion, and of Islam in particular, in Western societies, and to bring out the adoption of superstitious religions instead. However, these circles do not directly portray these beliefs as being superstitious teachings, because it is evident that were they to let on the facts behind these teachings, then they would not be able to find any adherents. They therefore seek to impose this teaching by the widespread use of fancy advertising and subliminal messages. Well-known figures in society also assume an important role in this propaganda. The New Age movement is currently represented in varying different ways in the Western world by hundreds of groups in the fields of medicine, psychology, sociology, ecology, science, art, education, the media, entertainment, sport, and even politics. For example, through her books and television appearances, the one-time popular cinema star Shirley MacLaine is one of the main propagandists for New Age beliefs. Celebrities such as Bernardo Bertolucci, Richard Gere, Sting, Tina Turner, and Uma Thurman seize every opportunity to express their interest under the influence of the New Age movement in Far Eastern religions and mysticism. The methods employed to influence society are a clear indication of how certain groups engage in a conscious propaganda with regard to disseminating these distorted beliefs. God tells us in the verses of the Quran that there have been societies with pagan mentalities in all periods of history. The situation of those people who allowed themselves to become caught up in the twisted teachings of the New Age movement is no different to that of all the pagans of the past. They, too, are people prevented from thinking clearly by nonsense and pagan superstitions, and are thus unaware of the great perversion into which they have fallen. Yet if they were once to question these superstitious beliefs, they would come to realize the irrational situation they were in on their quest for the true path. In one verse, it is revealed. Yes, indeed. Everyone in the heavens and everyone on earth belongs to God. Those who call on something other than God are not really following their partner deities. They are only following conjecture. Thank you. New Age beliefs, which atheists and materialist circles are keen to keep alive through various propaganda methods, aim to turn people away from belief in God, to abandon the virtues that religious moral values bring with them, and to turn to superstitious beliefs instead of those revealed by God. Practices such as yoga, meditation, natural cures, and bioenergy therapies occupy an important place in New Age beliefs. Astrology, the tarot, fortune-telling, and spiritualism also constitute a large part of this culture. Other ideas representative of New Age beliefs are reincarnation, Reiki, Feng Shui, astral projection, believing that crystals have a powerful effect on people, black and white magic, prophecy, the idea that evil spirits can be kept at bay with talismans, summoning the devil, telepathy, and telekinesis. Due to the intense propaganda from certain circles, these terms can nowadays be heard on a frequent basis. Magic and magicians go back to very ancient times. From ancient Egypt, ancient Greece, Rome, Mesopotamia, and the Far East, it spread all over the world. In the present day, magic occupies an important place in the New Age movement. The magical rituals of Far Eastern religions and magic-based superstitions such as shamanism have been brought back onto the world agenda through the New Age. In the present day, even educated people with established careers who appear totally rational seek to escape their troubles by means of magic. Magic is constantly kept on society's agenda and is very nearly regarded as a normal part of life. In the verses of the Quran, which describe how Prophet Moses encountered magicians, those who practice magic are condemned. Magicians are not successful. And magicians do not prosper wherever they go. In other words, those who regard magic as a means to salvation, well-being, or success are gravely mistaken. That is because it is impossible, unless God so wills, for a human being to wish harm or good on anyone else. God reveals this position in a verse. People learned from them how to separate a man and his wife, but they cannot harm anyone by it, except with God's permission. We'll be right back. Astrology is insanely popular in Europe and the United States. In America, 75 million people start their day by reading their stars. In addition, books on astrology are translated into 12 or 13 different languages, and around 70 million copies sold. There are also millions of astrological sites on the internet. The most popular of these are visited by some 120 million people a year. These superstitious beliefs are influencing more and more people every day. Superstitious ideas, such as the deceptive idea of learning about the future through fortune-telling, the tarot, and contacting the spirits, constitute an important part of the New Age culture. Indeed, the individuals referred to as gurus by those caught up in these perverted movements generally seek to deceive people by resorting to such falsehoods as saying that they are in touch with the spirits, are psychic, and can tell the future by means of the tarot cards. The fact is, however, that fortune-telling, or claiming to be able to foretell the future, is a vice prohibited by God, as stated in the Quran. You who believe, wine and gambling, stone altars and divining arrows are filth from the handiwork of Satan. Avoid them completely, so that hopefully you will be successful. In order to attract attention or gain a name for themselves, some people caught up in such movements as the New Age hide behind the lie that they are psychic or can see into the future. They thus hope to deceive people, win their respect and attention, and secure material benefits. In fact, it is utterly impossible, unless God so wills, for people to be able to tell the future by looking at pieces of paper, stones, or crystal balls. The future is known only to God. This sure and certain fact is revealed in the Quran. No one in the heavens and the earth knows the unseen except God. In other verses, God states, He is the knower of the unseen and does not divulge His unseen to anyone, except a messenger with whom He is well pleased, and then He posts sentinels before Him and behind Him. As revealed in these verses, God divulges His unseen to His servants of whom He is well pleased. No matter how much people may try, study, or seek to contact the spirits, they can never obtain any hidden truths. There are efforts being made in the present day to make New Age beliefs a fashionable trend, attractive propaganda is employed, making particular use of individuals in the public eye in order to have these perverted practices widely adopted. Superstitious teachings that avail a person nothing are advertised in television programs, newspapers, and magazines. And some people who are taken in by this indoctrination begin practicing them, albeit quite unaware of their essence or what they are actually doing. Ray Key, a popular fashion among the public in recent times, is the product of just such deceptions. People keen to attract attention and be seen as standing out from the crowd are influenced by the propaganda of this superstitious teaching. The fact is, though, that Reiki, like other Far Eastern beliefs, is an enormous deception. Far Eastern societies, which generally possess pagan beliefs, believe that Reiki is one of several forms of energy in the universe, and regard it as universal life and vital energy. Some people claim to possess Reiki energy and to be able to transfer it and impart vitality to others. People who imagine that by the use of peculiar hand movements, various symbols, candles, and incense, they can give health and vitality to others are making a grave mistake. These claims, in which no rational, logical person could possibly believe, consist of complete and utter falsehoods. Because no human can give health and vitality to another, unless God so wills. It is God who bestows good health. When He so chooses, as the giver of health, He can banish sickness. Unless He so wills, it is impossible for all the doctors in the world, the most advanced technological equipment, the latest drugs, or all the superstitious beliefs of Far Eastern religions combined, to restore a person to health and vitality. The sincere prayer of Prophet Abraham is reported in the Quran. When I am ill, it is He who heals me. Superstitious beliefs such as Reiki are therefore nothing more than deceptions. God is a person's only helper and protector. No power apart from God has the ability to harm or benefit a person. The list of superstitious practices in New Age belief is never-ending. One of these many errors is to think that stones and minerals possess various powers. The followers of this superstitious belief imagine that quartz crystal is particularly effective in therapy and magic. They think that hematite gives people the power to make decisions, that diamond cleanses the body and eliminates negative forces, that amethyst strengthens the heart, and that blue chalcedony increases one's self-confidence. They ascribe similarly ridiculous powers to many other stones and minerals. The fact is that these beliefs are ludicrous and superstitious. It is totally out of the question for any stone or other such object to protect a person, give them strength, or eliminate negativities. No matter how much a person may endeavor, and no matter what methods that person may resort to, nothing can protect him from whatever may befall him unless God so wills. A person's only protector is God, the compassionate. The situation is revealed thus in the Quran. Say, who rescues you from the darkness of the land and the sea? You call on him humbly and secretly. If you rescue us from this, we will truly be among the thankful. Say, God rescues you from it and from every plight. Then you associate others with him. Another superstitious practice in the public eye alongside New Age belief, and which has been increasingly mentioned of late, is Feng Shui. The words Feng and Shui mean wind and water in Chinese. Feng Shui began with the Chinese hundreds of years ago and has now become an increasingly popular belief in the West, being used to allegedly improve well-being in homes and places of work. Feng Shui allegedly teaches us how to use elements in the area we live in or place of work, in other words, in our surroundings, in a positive direction. And people taken in by this superstitious belief engage in unbelievable practices. Many people even cook food or make appointments according to the principles of Feng Shui and bear them in mind when receiving guests at home. The number of people who decide who they will sit next to or which chair in which position vis-a-vis the door they will sit in at which meeting in light of this superstitious belief is considerable. There are hundreds of absurd rules that believers in Feng Shui have to abide by. Feng Shui is nothing but a twisted belief that is being sought to be imposed on people as a requirement of modern culture by propaganda in television programs, newspapers, and magazines. Movements such as this, which turn people away from belief in God and seek to replace the proper moral understanding imparted by the revealed religions with superstitious beliefs, are of no use to anyone, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Believers have a responsibility to educate people who are unaware of the true religion and who have fallen into the web of these dark movements due to various means of indoctrination, and to show them how empty and hollow these perverted beliefs really are. yoga, meditation, reiki, feng shui, Taoism, fortune telling, prophecy, superstitious beliefs whose names we hear very often these days. We have been examining these twisted beliefs and their point of origin, the New Age movement, throughout the course of this film. One of the main reasons why some people resort to such methods is to be able to free themselves from the confusion, troubles, and stress in their lives, and to find peace and security. Indeed, in advertisements for such superstitious practices, concepts such as inner peace, spiritual balance, inner tranquility are widely employed. The fact remains, however, that these superstitious beliefs cannot possibly provide inner peace or spiritual harmony. On the contrary, Far Eastern religions made people who expect help from idols made out of stone or wood, and who believe that they can find the answer to their problems by means of magic and superstitious rituals, lose their ability to act rationally and logically. It is crystal clear that the only way for people to find true peace and happiness on earth and free themselves from all forms of wickedness, ruthlessness, pessimism, and unhappiness is to submit to God, our Creator, and lead the kind of life that will be pleasing to Him. God reveals this in His verses. All those who follow my guidance will not go astray and will not be miserable. But if anyone turns away from my reminder, his life will be a dark and narrow one. People must know that true happiness in the life of this world and in the hereafter is only possible by means of sincere faith in God and by abiding by His verses. God has revealed this fact in a verse. God is the real, and what you call on apart from Him is false.